April 9th, Kinexus Center with Backstreet, Carole Baker, final farewell tour, 525-9999. There's a handful of tickets left, 306-525-9999. Now, you've opened up a lot of doors for other Canadian artists. I've talked to other artists through Canada here that I said who inspired them, and your name comes up quite a bit. That must be quite the honor.
It is. It makes me feel very, very happy. A few years back, I received the Impact Award, and I'm in really good company. I was so surprised that I was chosen by the industry for that. And I looked out at all the people that were out there. There are a lot of young people in country music today, more so than when I was doing it. People were a little older and probably in their 30s or more when they got started. I was not. I was very young. But today, there are more younger people that seem to love country music. And it is different. It's not the same country that I knew. But seeing that and looking out, and there's not a sound being made as I'm accepting my Impact Award, it's as if they were almost in awe of the fact that this old broad could be standing on that stage talking and making sense. Because when you get a certain age, when I thought anybody was over 50 when I was young, I thought they were old and gone, you know. Now I think, bring 90 on, I'm waiting.
We look forward to seeing Carole Baker coming through town. April 9th, 7 o'clock, Kinexus Center. Get your tickets, 525-9999. There's a handful of tickets left, 306-525-9999. You've been through Saskatchewan on your historical journey many times. Yeah. I know you're very fond of this province, and I know you've got a lot of friends of Carole Baker here in Regina and Saskatchewan.
Yes, I do. And when I said it's like a second home to me, totally different than the one I grew up in, it's not different because it is the one province, and I can say it honestly from my heart, where the people are almost identically the same as people in Nova Scotia. I've never been welcomed into people's homes like I have been in Saskatchewan and Nova Scotia, Maritimes in particular. I think the Saskatchewan kind of got in a position of Western Canada that was very unique. You know, you're like in the middle. You know what they say about the middle child?
Yeah.
The middle child in life, you know, has a different life than the last one or the first one. And Saskatchewan is kind of like that middle child, but it's made the people very resilient and wonderful. I believe that.
Yes, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I wouldn't leave this country for the world with everything that's going on south of the 49th parallel now. I am so glad that I am a Canadian and a Saskatchewanian.
Well, I am glad. I echo everything you said. And I remember saying to my husband, and he told me, don't you put that on Facebook, but I did. I got so tired of hearing about making Canada in the 51st
yep.
state.
Yeah.
I just was compelled to write something, and I did. And the one thing I wrote, and it really touched a lot of Americans, I said, I want you to think about something. If Canada was to become the 51st state, we'd be bigger. The 51st state would be bigger than the entire United States.
That's it. I played Stomp and Tom, Stand Behind Your Country, and I had my phones light up. Everyone going, thank you.
Oh, we have a wonderful country, and we have very intelligent voters. I think that they figure things out.
Yep.
They just don't stick to one thing. I know I've voted all the time in my life. I don't always vote the same party.
No.
I've always tried to vote the man
yep.
or the woman,
yep.
whoever's good and speaks to me.
Yep.
I've been wrong,
mm-hmm.
but I at least I'm making an effort
That's
to
it.
Try to make this country better.
That's it. I voted for every political party myself, but it's all about the platform. If you got a platform that agrees with the majority of us, then let's get her done. My biggest problem is it seems like nobody can work together these days. Why can't these guys leave a legacy? If you want to be a politician, you want to be remembered, you want to go into the history books, do something good and work together. These guys are arguing so much they can't accomplish anything.
I think it's a sign of the times, you know. I hate to say that, but people, we're all spread out. We live differently. than back in the day. I have to say, this is a horrible thing for me to have to say it, but I do. I have neighbors that live on the street. They've lived there for years. They don't say hi. I'll go by them and say hi, and they'll kind of wave. Everybody seems to be in their own little world, and nothing else in it. And everything, they don't revolve around everybody else. They want everybody else to revolve around them. A job, I don't think you even have to be a leader. Just be a person who cares enough about another human being that you can make the place better just by doing that. And I think that's going to all turn around.
I hope
so. I really do. I think people are going to get smart. There's some things happening in the world that's going to make people think a little bit more, I think. That'll be a blessing.
Well, I appreciate your vision, and I'm right behind you on that one. I hope things turn to the better. I'm going to have to wrap things up. Got to congratulate you. You've done it your way. You've left it all out there. Is there any regrets, Carol, of your career?
They're not worthwhile talking about.
Okay.
Because any regret would be so small and compared to everything else that it wouldn't be worth mentioning. And why mention? I'm not a person to dwell on things that are not good or something I should have done that I didn't do. It's in the past. I can't change it. The only thing I can change is what I do today and what I do tomorrow. I can't change anybody else either.
Right.
I can just try to make what I tried to do all my life, make the world a better place.
Full steam ahead.
The old broad can still do it.
She's got it. She is it. Check it out. Carol Baker, Conexus Center with Backstreet. It's the final tour. It's a good chance to see Carol and say adieu and, have a chance to chat. And I know Carol's a very sociable person. I know you're probably going to be signing autographs and kissing babies and shaking hands after the show for hours on end.
I think that's what politicians do, don't they?
That's exactly what they do. What's the show going to be like? What are you planning for this final tour?
Well, I am going to do all my hit records. Not all of them. I can't do them all. There's just too many. But I want to make it different so that it's not going to be the same show that they've seen before. There'll be parts of the show that they've seen before. And those are the parts that I know everybody loves, like my gospel medley. And then the shock and awe, which I call it, when I start doing my rock and roll medley and dance. I mean, they're not thinking an old broad like me is going to do that, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to add some extra songs in there they've probably never heard me do, just to make it different, and they can go home and say, okay, she was up there, she did the songs we wanted, but she also left us with new memories, and just as they'll be giving me new memories, I want to do the same.
April 9th, Conexus Center with Backstreet, Carol Baker, final farewell tour. And Carol, you've always been a dear to us here at 620 CKRM. I've always been a big fan of yours. You march to the beat of your own drum. You've waved the Canadian flag. You've done it right. And we truly appreciate everything you've done in the industry and who you are.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I won't forget it.
Carol, my final question before I let you go, you've got 55 years in, you got all the accomplishments, the accolades, the awards, you've been there, you've done that, you wrote the book, you bought the t-shirt, you got the movie rights. What do you want your legacy to be, Carol?
I don't really know. You know, that's a great question. I don't even know if I deserve a legacy. But if I do, I think I would like to be known as the little girl from Port Medway, Nova Scotia, who was very poor, but was a fighter and never gave up. That would be my legacy. I don't care about the hit records, although that'll be talked about. I'd like to be remembered for more of who I am than what I did.
That's the testimonial I will spread as long as I'm here.
Thank you very much.
Carol, you're a sweetheart. I love you, dear. Gonna see you on April the 9th, Conexus Center here in Regina. You be good to yourself because you deserve it.
Thank you, and I can't wait to get there.